Lee. How you going, mate?
And we've got a special tribute on the front page for a life member and patron saint. He was certainly part of his footballing career in Circle Head and also for Burnie, Kevin John Radford.
Yeah, mate. Kev was an icon, very well respected and much loved man in both Burnie and Circular Head. I was fortunate enough to sit down this week with another well-respected identity in Lou Cox, and he spun some yarns. He'd been mates with Kevin for 60 years, told me about how Kev split his life into the first 40 years. He was up in Burnie where they played footy together, won a couple of flags. They were both founders of the Montello Saints basketball club, which stuck around for 25 years, and then in Kev's second half of his year, he moved to Circular Head, where he's a founder of the Smith and Saints basketball club and a heavy involvement with the Smith and Saints footy club, as well as just community in general. He was on the Rocky Cape and Smith and Lions club for around 20 years and used to drive the cancer car patients up to Burnie and Launceston for treatment and stuff like that. So puts a big hole in many people's hearts.
Yes, he piled a lot of achievements into his 82 years. He passed away on Friday the 14th of October, spent a lot of time at the nursing home at Emmerdon Park, and a lot of people would know him from the Burnie area, but also in your area at Circular Head. So a job well lived. Our thoughts and sympathy goes out to friends and family of Kevin John Radford. A great local there. And speaking of locals, it's always good when new businesses open up in your area.
Yeah, Lee, we got new business in town, 32 Below. It's an ice cream shop, actually, which has kicked goals in their opening week. They ran out of ice cream on their second day of trading. Kids love it, and getting into that time of year where ice cream is on the menu.
And tell us a little bit about the Circular Head Pony Club. They're turning 60.
Yeah, the Pony Club turned 60, and they're holding an afternoon tea on Saturday, November 5, at their grounds at 153 Montague Road, and that commences at 1 p.m. I was fortunate enough to go out there this weekend and catch up with a gentleman by the name of Eddie Shuring, and Eddie's mum, Mika, along with a lady by the name of Flora Nicol, were the founders of the Pony Club back in 1962. So he had some very fond memories of growing up there and shared a few stories about his time and how the Pony Club's evolved with their new outdoor arena, which they built earlier this year, which allows the Pony Club to run pretty much 12 months of the year now.
And just wrapping up, Kurt, this week, round 12 of the NWBU Under-22 basketball comp was called off last week due to the unfolding situation at the Canberra River Bridge.
Yeah, interesting one, Lee. I've got a little bit of a vested interest because I coach the Smith and Saints Under-22 men's team.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, look, the bridge situation's a pretty precarious one at the moment, and I do feel for the commuters that have to travel it, particularly those in emergency situations. I'm sitting on the fence with the decision to cancel games with split points, so without trying to find alternative solutions. I think teams put a lot of hard work into their season, so it's easy to call a game off, but I would have liked a little bit of more collaboration, I guess, to try and replay those matches. Some horror stories, hasn't there?
There has been, definitely. But there's some good stories in this week's copy of the Circular Head Chronicle, and you can read all about it. Kurt Ahern, thank you very much for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast to telling us all about those headlines.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it, mate.